single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Hello everyone, welcome to Friday, May 25th edition of Living Life. You know, I just went to a birthday party, and it was a kid's birthday party, my son's friend's birthday party. And it started out where we made sure that the kids were having fun, but as the party was going along, the adults were having way too much fun. As a matter of fact, they started connecting and socializing, which is no problem. That's what we do in parties. But at a certain point, all the adults were having actually more fun than the kids. And they were so engaged with each other. As I was looking around, there were actually some kids who were actually in some dangerous situations. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? They completely forgot about the fact that this was a kid's birthday party and that they should be making sure that the kids are having fun and that the kids are safe. They totally lost their identity because they were having fun doing whatever they wanted to do. In the same way, our today's text, there's a similar situation. Israel has been so consumed by the world that they forgot about their identity, that they forgot about what they're supposed to do and who they are. Let's take a look at our passage today.
Psalm chapter 85, verses 1 through 13. You showed favor to your land, O Lord. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. Selah. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, O God, our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but let them not return to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps.
So as we look at our text today, there's a few things that I see that are very interesting. Well, the first thing that I see is verse 4. It says, restore us again. The psalmist says, restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. There's something going on here in the text where God is displeased with how Israel is acting. If you continue on with what's going on here, it seems as if Israelites are turning to things that are very connected to this world. And they are forgetting about the fact that they are pure and blameless children of God who ought to act a certain way and be a certain way. Isn't that a challenge for us today as Christians? I just wanted to ask that very straight out, you know, before you. As I know that I am a Christian and I ought to be salt and light of this universe, I ought to bring life into people and to highlight Christ and love on people. I know that that is someone who I am as a Christian, but oftentimes those things get challenged because the world tells me otherwise. Have you ever received this challenge? You know, as I am kind of aware or cognizant about my life circumstances and the things that are around me, especially as I'm living in this world, just kind of try to think about what's going on. When I'm looking at TV, you know, I'm watching TV and I'm going through the various programs, ask yourself, hey, what are they teaching here? Like, what are they trying to convey to me? What are they trying to impress upon me? Or a certain popular song that is going on today. Listen to the lyrics and ask this question. What are they saying? What are they telling me to do? I think oftentimes, if we are not mindful, we will come to realize that some of the things that they're asking us to do or some of the things that they're highlighting, we kind of just automatically start doing these things that the world does. And it's very, very different from what God would want us to do. We are being influenced by the world and we are not influencing the world. We're actually drifting further and further away from God and not getting closer to God if we're not being aware of how the world influences us. So the psalmist is saying, set aside your wrath, God. Turn away from your fierce anger and restore us, God. Allow us to be the people that you want us to be. Very interesting if you see how he does that. So this is what the psalmist does to regain his identity, to reconnect with who he is as a child of God. In verse 1, he says, you, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. So he is recalling history of Israel and recalling the things that God has given to the people of Israel. It's pretty amazing how he is recalling these things where God has blessed Israel. Not only that, if you look at verse 2, it says, you forgave the iniquity of your people. So he is highlighting what God has done in terms of forgiving Israel. He continues on, he's saying, restore. And in verse 8, he also says, I will listen to what God the Lord says. He also says in verse 7, he will show us your unfailing love. He is recounting the things of God, reminding himself of the things of God to regain his identity as Christians. I often think that we need to do this. I really think that we need to do this. I think there's times when we're in the world that there's so many things going on and so many things infiltrating our thoughts that if we don't sit down and be removed from this world and start thinking about who we are, thinking about who God is, recounting the things that God has done, and recalling who he is. If we don't do that, we'll be lost. We'll just be lost in this world, and we'll start living and acting as if we're people of this world when we're actually not. And so, the psalmist is remembering who God is, remembering his law, his precepts, remembering the history of God's goodness. And that is something that I really want to challenge you guys to do this season, maybe even today. Just take some time, and instead of praying all these requests and praying all these things, God, can you do this? Can you do that for me? Let's just sit down and think, who are we? Who is God? What does he desire of me? Am I closely connected to God? What are some of the things that the Lord is requiring of me to do today that is in connection to my identity? What are some of the things that he wants me to cut out from my life that I may glorify God? So in response to our Christian identity, I would like to give us a couple of applications. I think in order for us to regain our identity, we got to go back to foundations. And one of the clearest ways to get back to our foundation is reading scripture. You know, taking some time out to really read, who is God? Who am I? And thinking about those things, identity. And the second thing that I would like to encourage, just recently we had a worship with the Korean church and they recited the Apostles' Creed. I found that very, very refreshing to recite who I believe, what I believe, who I am. I thought it was really great for me to remind myself once again who I am as a Christian. So whatever it takes for us to get back to our identity as Christian, I want to encourage you, engage in those things as the psalmist is recalling his identity, who he is in Christ. So, Lord Jesus, we ask for your blessings today. We thank you, Lord, for this message that we have heard. We pray, Lord God, that as we think about who we are in you, that we would continue to remind ourselves of the wonderful blessings that we have received as your children, and also to recall how great you are as our God, and that we would continue to think about those things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world all and stepping in closer.